Greetings, pop pickers. On radio's one and two, it's the review edition of Pick of the Pops. And today the review takes the form of the 50 top-selling singles of the year in Pick of the Pops, as compiled by the British Market Research Bureau. Can you believe 50 singles to spin in just 2 hours? We'll have to make some cuts here and there to get them all in. Anyway, we'll have a go, all right? And we're off with Pick of the Pops, top seller, number 50.
Which way are you going, Billy? Can I go too?
That took a long time to get off the ground, right? It came in at number 28, the Poppy Family. Which way are you going, Billy? That's right, came in at number 28. It took 5 weeks to reach number 7, and that was around the 27th of September. Poppy Family, which way are you going, Billy? A little later on, in came top seller number 49.
Decided to create a dream come true.
And that beautiful flow of melody came from the Carpenters entitled Close to You. Came in at number 15, top seller 49. 3 weeks it took, got up to number 6 on the 11th of October. What about that one? Then follow this one. Roger Whittaker in Figure the Pops, and I Don't Believe in If Anymore. Came in at number 28. Took 6 weeks to reach the number 8 position in the Figure the Pops top 20 on the 24th of May. And then we go along to top seller number 47 that went like this. top-selling 50 singles of 1970 in this year's Pick of the Pops, Frigid Think Flair and House of the Rising Sun hit the top 30 at 21. It took them 5 weeks. They got up to number 4 on the 17th of May. And remember top-selling record number 46? It came in straight at number 2. You're right, from the Beatles and Let It Be. Came straight in there at number 2, and that's where they landed in the Pick of the Pops top 20 on the 15th of March. Right, let's go to top seller number 45, this one.
Yeah.
where they were, all right. Bob Andy and Marcy Griffiths with Young, Gifted and Black. Came in at number 22, took them 4 weeks, and they reached number 5 in the Pick of the Pops, top 10 on the 5th of April. Top seller number 44 in Pick of the Pops came straight into the top 20 at number 16.
Summer night or a snow-covered winter's day.
For Ray Stevens, and everything is beautiful. That's right, came in at number 16. Took 3 weeks, he went into the top 10. Number 6 on the 7th of June. And of course, top seller number 43. The sales increase as we go up the list was certainly the year again for Tom Jones.
Tender was she, lying there in my arms.
right. That was the Lord of Darkness that came from Mr. Tom Jones. Came in at number 17. It took him 3 weeks. He went into the top 10 at number 5. That was on the 11th of May, 1970. Then we come to top seller number 42, who came in at number 19. Remember this one? Towards the end of the year, all right, Don Farden at an Indian reservation. Came in at number 19, took 4 weeks and up to the number 3 spot on the 22nd of November towards the end of this year. And then we come to top seller number 41, started right down the bottom at number 30.
Sing out, oh.
was the one around Bobby Bloom and Montego Bay. Came in at number 30. Took 9 weeks and he reached number 8 in the Pick of the Pops top 10 on the very 1st of November. And then we come to top seller number 40. Came in at number 30. Went like this.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. To wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me.
Selling single number 40 this year in 1970, and Pick of the Pops came in at number 13. 4 weeks it took and got into number 2 on the 15th of February. Peter, Paul and Mary, and Leaving on a Jet Plane. And right now, Pick of the Pops, over to the newsroom and Colin Nicol.
Opposition has been growing to the Leningrad hijack trial, in which two Russian Jews have been sentenced to death and others given terms in labor camps. The Board of Deputies of British Jews has appealed to Russia to reconsider the convictions. In London, there was a demonstration outside the Soviet embassy, and in Leeds, about 600 members of the Jewish community marched in silent protest. There have been protests from other countries, including Australia, Switzerland, and Norway. A general election is to be held in India early next year. The Prime Minister, Mrs. Gandhi, is seeking a new mandate for her policies. Parliament has been dissolved more than a year before its term ends. It's reported from Spain that the defense lawyers in the Basque nationalist trial have said the verdicts will be announced tomorrow. They've been ordered to assemble in Burgas tomorrow afternoon. At home, the latest forecast from the Met Office is for more snow tonight and tomorrow in most parts of the British Isles. In the south and west, it's been one of the coldest December days for over 30 years. Because of the weather, the only race meeting in England tomorrow will be at Newcastle. Those are the headlines. More news on Radio 2 at 7 and on Radio 1 at 8:30.
Thanks very much, Carl. We're back with Pick of the Pops, the top-selling 50 singles of the year of 1970. Here's top seller number 39.
Feel the ground, a part of gold, our soul by the way you let it fly.
Rainbow, look me up, look me down. Rainbow, you were fun to have around.
Fun to have around, all right. Rainbow in Pick of the Pops from Marmalade. Came in at number 30, took 5 weeks, and up they went to number 3 on the 23rd of August. And then we come to top seller in Pick of the Pops for 1970. Top seller number 38, it came in a very low position, number 29. And the top 20 in Pick of the Pops, it certainly should have been Can't Heat and Let's Work Together. They came in at number 29. It took them only 4 weeks, but they made only number 2, and that was on the 22nd of February 1971. Then we come to top seller number 37. It went like this. my book, one of the most brilliant singles of the year that came from Black Sabbath, called Paranoid. Came in at number 28. Took them only 4 weeks. They couldn't make the top three. They made number four on the 11th of October. And then came top-selling single number 36 in Pig of the Pops. It was a rattler. Long may they do this in 1971. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Up Around the Bend. Came in at number 18. It took them 4 weeks and they hopped into the top three. They made number three on the 19th of July. And then we come to top seller number 35. It went like this. Jackson 5, I Want You Back, came in at number 30. 5 weeks it took them. They were unlucky. Only made number two on the 8th of March. And then we come to top seller number 34 in Pig of the Pops. He came straight in at number 20.
Hello, on Monday, had a whole lot of fun.
That was the one, all right. Cliff Richard, goodbye, Sam. Hello, Samantha. Came in at number 20, took him 4 weeks. He made number 6 in the Pick of the Pops top 10 there on the 5th of July. And then we come to top seller number 33, coming in at number 30. Three Dog Night and Mama Told Me Not to Come came in at number 30. It took them 4 weeks. They got into the top three. Number three on the 6th of September 1970. So much for Three Dog Night and Pick of the Pops. Top seller number 32 that went. In Pick of the Pops for the Tremolos and Me and My Life came in at number 30. It took them 5 weeks. They got just outside the top three. They only had a number 4 on the 18th of October. And in Pick of the Pops, the top seller number 31 came into the 20s, rated 19. Yeah. I thought they were given, all right. Chairman of the board in Pick of the Pops, and give me just a little more time. Came in at number 19, straight to the 20. 5 weeks it took them. They got to the top three. Number three on the 29th of September, 1971. And top seller number 30 in Pick of the Pops today came straight in at number 15. The Jimi Hendrix Experience. Voodoo Child in Pick of the Pops came in at number 15. Took only 3 weeks. Got up to number one on the 22nd of November. And the Pick of the Pops top 50 singles, Go On. Number 29 came in at 16. Still knocking very loudly. Dave Edmonds in Pick of the Pops, and I hear you knocking. He came in at number 16. Only 2 weeks went by, and all of a sudden he was number one on the 29th of November. And that was some record, all right. Back we go now to July. That's right. Top seller number 28, coming in at number 24. how they sang away, all right. Four tops in Big of the Pops, and it's all in the game. They came in at number 24. Took them only 5 weeks, no top three, but up to number five on the 12th of July for the Four Tops, and it's all in the game. Then we come to bestseller number 27. It flashed in straight at number 20.
You can get it if you really want. Succeed at
got it, but not quite. Desmond Dekker, you can get it if you really want. In at number 20, took 5 weeks, no number one, only number two on the 4th of October for Desmond. And then we go to top seller number 26, coming in at number 14.
I was so ragged, folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, of course, deep down inside, he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. It won us when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. Strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids are grown, the angels took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son.
And he did his best, all right, did Clarence Carter and Pick of the Pops with Patches. Came in at number 14, took him 3 weeks, he reached number 2, no number 1 unluckily. That was on the 1st of November. So much for Clarence Carter and Patches. Here's the first, number 1 of 1970.
Two little boys had two little toys, each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played each summer's day, warriors both, of course. One little chap then had a mishap, broke off his horse's head, wept for his toy, then cried with joy, as his young playmate said, "Do you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and don't be crying. I can go just as fast with two. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two little boys."
And there it was, the first number one in Pick of the Pops in 1970. Rolf Harris and Two Little Boys, and Will We Ever Forget? Top seller number 24, Will We Ever? Seller number 23.
Tears of rain run down my window pane. I'm on my own again. Good evening, sorrow. Sit and dream of how things might have been. And as I close my eyes, I get the stranger.
Was all right, Mary Hopkin and Knock Knock, Who's There? Came straight into number 7, took her only 2 weeks. She got up to number 2. No number 1 for Mary Hopkin on the 5th of April with Knock Knock, Who's There? And so we come to top seller in Pick of the Pops, number 22.
not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way that you mean it when you tell me what will be. And when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant for you. I'm looking for someone.
It was all beautiful, and it was meant from us, coming from the Moody Blues. Question. They came in at number 22. It took them only 2 weeks. No, number 20 they came in, 2 weeks, and they were up to number 3 on the 17th of May. What a beautiful single. Question. Moody Blues. Top seller number 21 went... With Honey Come Back. Came in at number 28, took him only 4 weeks, just outside the top 3, landed at number 4 on the 7th of June. And then we come to top seller number 20, came in at number 14, came from the Beach Boys. Beach Boys and Cotton Fields. Came in at number 14. They had 6 weeks and, funnily enough, only reached number five on the 5th of July, but that's the way it goes sometime. In the meantime, let's go on to top seller number 19. Came in just under the top 20, number 21. Went like this, I think. Going either Hot Legs and Neanderthal Man came in at number 21. Took them 5 weeks and all of a sudden they were up to number 2 on the 16th of August. No number 1 though for Hot Legs, and in the meantime we go to top seller number 18. Came in at number 20. But just wasn't to be from Deep Purple and Black Knight. Came in at number 20. Took them 5 weeks. Almost there. Number 2 on the 18th of October for Deep Purple and Black Knight. In the meantime, we have top seller number 17. It came in at number 24. tranquility of Matthew's Southern Comfort and Woodstock. Coming in at number 24, four short weeks all of a sudden on the 1st of November, up to number one and rightly deserved too. Then we come to top seller number 16. Strange enough, came into the top 20 at 16. She knew all right. She had a hit there, Shirley Bassey, with Something. Came in at 16. 7 weeks, and all of a sudden, she took number four. That's on the 16th of August, and that was a real feat for Shirley Bassey. Then we have top seller number 15 that went... along with the same Mr. Blow. He came in at number 21. He had 6 weeks, and all of a sudden he was up to number two. There was no number one for Mr. Blow on the 28th of June, but a number two. And then in he came, and he came straight into number 17.
Oh,
smash it was for Andy Williams and Can't Help Falling in Love. Then he came at number 17. Took only 3 weeks. He got up to number 3 on the 29th of March. But no number 1 for Andy Williams, Can't Help Falling in Love. And I Fell in Love and How with top seller number 13. With Lola coming in at number 22, 6 weeks past. They were number 2 on the 9th of August. They should have had a number 1, but not to worry. Now we go to top seller number 12 that went. Capturing the Eurovision Song Contest with all kinds of everything. That's right, she came in at 13. She took 3 weeks and she took off a number 1 on the 19th of April. And then we come to top seller number 12. Came straight in at number 2. Pickers for sure that love grew very quickly for Edison Lighthouse because they came in at number 12. It took them only 2 weeks and all of a sudden they were number 1 on the 1st of February 1970. And then we come to top seller number 25, coming in only at number 25 and how it moved. well-known program. It was a knockout. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Tears of a Clown. Coming in at number 25, 7 weeks it took all of a sudden. 13th September, number one for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Tears of a Clown. And then we come to top seller number 9. It was a rattler. Christie's Yellow River, coming in at number 28, took 5 weeks to reach number one on the 7th of June, and so much for Christie in Pick of the Pops in Yellow River. So we come to top seller, number 8. What about this one? Went like this. Smashed his Lee Marvin and Pick of the Pops with Wandering Star. Coming in at number 18, took him 4 weeks, and he was at number one, and how he was at number one for the very first time on the 8th of March. Anyway, let's leave Lee Marvin. Pick of the Pops goes on. Top-selling record, number 7.
Let's move before they raise the pocket. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go the fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all.
Was more than all right for free, that's for sure. Coming in at number 27, took them 5 weeks, very unlucky, up to a number two on the 12th of July, I think, should have had a number one. It was a far cry from top seller number seven to number six, and that's for sure. The England football squad with Back Home, coming in at number 26. 5 weeks, they had a number one on the 17th of May. And then we come to top seller number five, Pop Pickers. It must have been the record of the year.
I will come.
Magnificent Simon and Garfunkel with Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Came in at number 13, only took 5 weeks, and all of a sudden, where it belonged, at number one, on the 28th of March, Simon and Garfunkel. Then we come to top seller number four that went... Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky came in at number 15. Only took 5 weeks. On the 3rd of May, up to number one in Pick of the Pops. And right now, Pop Pick is in the top-selling 50 singles of the year. Let's go to the top three.
Thank you.
selling single number 3 of 1970 came from Frida Payne and Band of Gold. She came in at number 6. She had a great start. Only took her 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, she was there on the 20th of September. Number 1 for Frida Payne and Band of Gold. And so we come to top-selling single of 1970, number 2.
Understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do.
I guess it'll go on forever, all right. Elvis Presley just then, and The Wonder of You. Came in at number 20. Only took him 4 weeks, and there he was at number 1 on the 2nd of August. And in this program of Pick of the Pops, top pickers of the top 50 singles compiled by the British Market Research Bureau for BBC, number 1 is...
philosophy.
There it is, pop figures. Of all the top-selling, the 50 top-selling singers of the year compiled by the British Market Research Bureau, number one going to Mungo Jerry in the summertime. What a year it's been, and what'll happen in 1971? Well, on Radio 2 at 7 o'clock, the news, followed by Sing Something Simple. On Radio 1 is John Peel in concert, and... Here we go at this week's Big of the Pops Top 20. Number 20, Ape Man from the Kinks, a brand new one. Number 19 is Voodoo Child from Jimi Hendrix. Number 18, back comes Frank Sinatra with My Way. Number 17 this week, Broken Hearted from Ken Dodd. Still at number 16 is Judy, Do You Love Me from White Plains. 15, I've Lost You, Elvis Presley. 14, Indian Reservation from Don Farden. Number 13, Lady Barbara from Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits. At number 12, you've got me dangling on a string. That is Pick of the Pops with Chairman of the Board. Down at number 11, Blame It on the Pony Express, Johnny Johnson and his bandwagon. Number 10, Ride a White Swan, T-Rex. At number 9, My Prayer from Jerry Munro. At number 8, Nothing Rhyme from Gilbert O'Sullivan. And still at number 7 is Home Loving Man from Andy Williams. Now to number 6, Cracklin' Rose, Neil Diamond. Still at 5, I'll Be There, the Jackson 5. And still at number 4 on this week's Pick of the Pops, it's Only Make-Believe from Glenn Campbell. At number 3, When I'm Dead and Gone, McGurn Splint. At number 2 is Granddad from Clive Dunn. And still at number 1, I Hear You Knocking from Dave Edmonds. And next Sunday at 5. All right. Happy New Year, Pop Pickers.